extremely remorseful and fired because they thought it was the latest of several attempts to break into their home. He said several 911 calls appear to support their claim and charges, if any, would be done by the county prosecutor. In light of what happened to a United passenger, Delta Airlines has announced big changes. Delta is now allowing flyers to be compensated almost $10,000 in some cases if they're asked to give up their seats. Previously, supervisors were only allowed to give up to $1,350. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
When lawmakers return from their two-week spring break next week, they'll have to work fast to avoid a government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money on April 28th. Majority Republicans will likely need help from Democrats to pass a funding extension. Partisan nerves in the Senate are frayed after the bitter fight to confirm new Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. President Trump wants a big increase in defense spending, along with money to start a massive border wall. Democrats are unlikely to support either request. The state of Arkansas is fighting a series of court rulings that stopped plans to execute 8 inmates in 10 days. Lawyers for the state filed appeals to the rulings that have blocked the first 2 executions that were scheduled for tonight. A federal judge on Saturday ordered a temporary injunction blocking all of the planned executions. Arkansas had planned to execute the inmates before its supply of lethal injection drugs runs out this month. Governor Asa Hutchinson has said he wanted these executions to move forward to give closure to the families of the victims. And finally,
wishing you a happy Easter.
The President and First Lady Melania Trump are hosting their first White House Easter egg roll.
A great Easter egg roll.
Trump welcomed participants and noted the tradition dates back to 1878. He said some of the children in attendance looked very competitive. The First Lady called the egg roll a wonderful tradition. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Weather this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Northwest wind around 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 43, north wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 64, light and variable wind. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 43. Southeast wind around 6 p.m. Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly around noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 59. South wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than an inch possible.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There's a chapter of NAMI in every county in a state, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help folks who either have someone in their family or they know someone or work with someone who has a mental health issue. And we do it in various ways. We teach a 12-week family-to-family class, which talks about medication, side effects, what to do, what not to do in certain situations, what to say, what not to say. And it's sort of like, easiest way to say it is like it tries to put the person taking the class and let them understand a little bit better what the person with the mental health issues is going through. We run a support group, and you don't have to register for that. You do have to register for the class. And we also have a class called Basics, which is for families who have children, 18 or under, who have a mental health issue. And that's a 7-week course. All our courses are free. We don't have any charge. All you have to do is register for the classes. The support group you can just come to. It's the third Thursday of every month, which is this coming Thursday. And it's at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. And it's from 7 to 9. If you have any questions or you want to find out more about certain things, all you have to do is call. Number is 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we do check it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will get back to you. We're very happy today to have with us Matt Miller today. He's here with us in the studio, and he's one of the founders of the Anxiety and Depression Initiative Incorporated. And we met at We were talking earlier, and I couldn't remember where we met, but I knew it was one of three things that we were at, and it was the NAMI Expo-type thing in New Brunswick, I guess it was, right?
Yeah.
And Matt had a table there, and we got to talking, and here we are. I really appreciate you coming. I really do, because I know you're coming from, like, Little Falls and up that way, so... I appreciate you taking the time to come. Now, what is your actual title at ADI?
Thanks for having me, first of all, to talk about our organization. My title is, I'm a trustee.
Okay.
And the board president at the Anxiety and Depression Initiative. We don't have any paid staff. We're like, we don't have any paid employees. We're all volunteers working to try to carry out our mission. To promote physical activity for people who live with anxiety and depression.
And there was four people who started it, or three?
Three.
Okay.
Three founding trustees.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why, or would you explain why you started it, and, you know, what got the inspiration to do this thing?
Right. So there's lots of reasons why we started, and probably we all had different reasons for starting it, the original founders. But all of us had either a direct or personal connection with anxiety or depression and or depression, and a recognition that physical activity had a significant component in treating it. And we looked around and we saw that it wasn't getting the focus that we thought it deserved. It's always touched upon. There's lots of data and research out there that shows how beneficial physical activity is for, you know, anxiety and depression. But it's just not really targeted and focused on in a way that it is, say, in Canada or Europe. They have very targeted campaigns that really focus on physical activity. So we really wanted to make sure that it got the attention it deserved.
The mission of the Anxiety and Depression Initiative is to get people to do physical activity?
Yeah. So first off, to educate them, make sure that they're aware that physical activity is beneficial to your mental health. And then also to provide opportunity to be able to participate safely and maybe find a physical activity that you love and enjoy doing. and, you know, resulting in the you're benefiting from those activities.
All right. Now, you don't have, or do you have a place where you have these activities, hold these activities?
We do not have a brick-and-mortar location. We generally float around the northern New Jersey area. We do things in the community, so we're going on walks in parks that are all over New Jersey. We do hikes in the local forests and woodland, and that's all over northern and central New Jersey. We're looking at starting a new program that it's part of the community activity group where we offer free yoga classes, and that will be at a local library. So we make use of community resources and float around and try to hit the areas of need where we can.
And when you organize this program, how did you decide what you wanted to develop into, you know, various activities and such? And
right. It was a trial and error process, like anything else. You know, we are inventing the wheel here. They're, you know, not entirely. It's well known that physical activity works, but, you know, we wanted to balance. You know, we're trying to figure out how to really integrate, you know, physical activity into the traditional treatment methods and make it available and getting the word out. So I guess it's not completely new, but we're just trying to figure out. We have nothing to model against, so we've been just trying to expand at the pace we can. We're a new and growing organization with, you know, not unlimited resources.
Right.
So we just have to expand slowly. We try new things. If they work, we expand on that. If they don't, we pivot and we do something else.
What are some of the programs?
So we have our community activity group that does provides opportunity for people. And we do a weekly walk. They're held in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, and West Orange, New Jersey. And they're alternating those two locations from week to week. And then we have hikes that hits Pyramid Mountain, Jockey Hollow, Ramapo Reservation. We hit the local state parks and county parks, and, you know, do a longer hike, usually not very intensive, but more intensive than, say, a walk in the park. And then we have, we're expanding out. We're trying to have a broad menu of different activities. So if people who don't like bugs and going out in the woods, you could go for a bike ride. We even talked about doing a walk around the mall or something like that for people who maybe can't or don't feel comfortable going outside yet. So we're looking to do that. And then we also have a more educational piece where we actually hold workshops. I'm doing one in this week in Union County with the Mental Health Association in New Jersey for Union County. And then we're going to be at the Coalition for Mental Health Consumer Organizations Conference next weekend, holding a workshop. But we'll make arrangements with other organizations, and we'll go and talk about the mental health benefits of physical activity, how you can start an exercise routine safely, what to look for. You know, just trying to get people started and understand that it helps.
Now, when you say you have activities, where do you hold them then? You're going to hold it at this, but all right, then what transpires then?
So,
you know, like I come to this, what happens?
So it's very simple. You just come. If it's a walk, you walk.
Like 5 miles, 2 miles?
It varies. So the hikes are usually longer, maybe four or 5 miles. Typically, we go for about 3 hours with a hike.
The walks are short than an hour?
And the walks are shorter. So that's usually about an hour, hour and a half. It depends on who comes and people's level of interest. With that's typically a mile or two, depending.
I think what I would love to see is it adopted somehow here in Hunterdon. Now, if somebody, because we have a lot of people who have done some fundraising activities by doing exercises outdoors and so forth. So if someone from here wanted to kind of pick up the ball, Would they need someone, one of your founders, to be in, at the walk every week,
we
or what?
We can work something out. I mean, we're growing, and we're looking to really expand our geographic footprint. So anybody who's interested in picking up that ball and mm-hmm. launching in another area in the tri-state area, they should definitely reach out to me, and they could contact me. They can find us on our website, which is www.theadi.org. So that's theadi.org. And then my email, if you wanted to contact me directly, is Matt, it's M-A-T-T, at theadi.org. So yeah, we would love to open up communications, talk about it, and expand our footprint. We're again, small, but we're looking to grow, and the more hands on deck, the more we can do.
When you have physical activity, anybody, mm-hmm. for that matter, doesn't matter who, you produce what you have written, happy chemicals, okay? you want to explain some of those? I mean, I know what they
are,
having gone to the gym for the last 8 years, and you know, I know what you're talking about, right. But it's for those, some people may not, so
right.
If you want to explain that?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's actually a biological change that your body has when you're physically active, and it produces chemicals that you're and that run through your body and make you feel better and make you feel happy. Some of those are endorphins. Those naturally occur, mm-hmm. and as you know, they kind of give you that ability to exercise, and you automatically feel that rush as you're doing it. That those are the endorphins. You have serotonin, which is, if anyone's taking SSRI medication,
right.
That's related, and it's a similar effect. But SSRIs actually keep your body from reabsorbing the serotonin that naturally occurs in your body, and the exercise actually creates more.
Mm-hmm.
So it works in a different way, but it same result.
Right, right.
Dopamine, which is just a natural chemical that helps you to relax and feel pleasure and happy. And then oxytocin, which is called the love hormone, because it helps you bond with people. So you know, if
right.
you're running with someone, you'll likely be in better bond with them as you're doing so. So those things really kind of all mix up and run through your body and make you feel better. And really
it's true, because I go to the gym and I know, maybe 6-7 people there. And when I see them, they go, "Hi, Larry, how are you?" And, "Hi, how you doing?"
Yeah.
"Sam, how's everything?" You know,
yeah.
And sometimes we exercise together, and sometimes we don't, but we talk when we see each other. And, you know, it just, I know what you're saying, you know, that's what it is. And you don't have to have anxiety or depression to have this, you know.
Right.
I mean, I've got heart problems, and I'm borderline diabetic, and, you know,
right.
So it's just, you know, it helps.
Yeah.
And
sure.
It does, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
When you your body has stress, or your life has stress, when you're exercising, that helps the body to handle the stress.
Right.
Correct.
Right. So your body actually it's called planned stress. So you're actually
uh-huh.
stressing your body to handle with that. If you're running or you're biking, you're physically exerting yourself. And through that practice, you're actually preparing your body to handle other stressors and to handle them better down the road. So it actually has that physiological effect by doing that.
Right. And a calming effect also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your body temperature rises as you're exercising, which your internal body temperature actually, that elevated body
right.
temperature actually makes you feel calm and warm and has all good effects on it.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, and you know, you also, by exercising, it improves a person's self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're accomplishing things that they may not thought they could have accomplished.
Right.
Oh, geez, I didn't think I could run 5 miles.
Nope.
Well, I can't. I know that because I got both my knees have been replaced. And, you know, I can't run. But... And I can't walk on hills or anything. It's got to be level ground. But, you know, but for the average person, you know, it's, gee, I didn't think I could do this, you know, and that's like a self pat on the back, you know,
right.
And it builds their confidence, and that's great, you know.
Absolutely.
It, there's other things it does too, like sharpens the memory.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you have a test coming up, go for a walk, go for a run, bike ride. It can help. It can make a difference.
It prevents cognitive decline.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know. And it stops racing thoughts or negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're concentrating on what you're doing and not thinking about other jazz, you know.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, running, biking, it's all interesting, you know, and just walking.
Right, right.
It's like a meditation in a way. It puts you right into the present moment. You don't think about anything else.
Right.
As you were saying.
Absolutely. I know one of the things, I have a number of hobbies, like mountain biking. I also do rock climbing, which, and those things put me in the absolute moment that I'm doing something. I'm not thinking about a busy day I had or the stuff that's coming up next week. I'm thinking left hand, right hand,
right foot.
Because the consequences of not
are
if you're not thinking about it or not paying attention.
You know, yeah. But you don't have to do rock climbing to do that or mountain biking, and you know, but you it helps you to kind of be in that moment.
Absolutely. It's now I understand that your organization is entirely run by volunteers.
Correct.
And there's no paid. I can talk. There's no paid staff.
Right.
So roughly, how many volunteers do you have?
So we have our board of trustees. There's five of them. We're expanding our board as we speak. This year is going to be that's going to be a focus. We're also trying to create an advisory board to help kind of expand some of our reach, bring in a lot more people to help us figure out how to make this organization grow, how to really carry out our mission. But aside from our board members, we probably have about a dozen volunteers who are volunteering on various levels. We're still a very small organization, but we're trying to do as much as we can with the resources we can and figure out how to really take it to the next level and really make this a huge focus.
And what do the volunteers do?
So we have lots of needs. So if, you know, we need more people. We have administrative tasks. We don't have staff working on all of the things that you have to do to maintain an organization. So we have stuff to do for people who just want to help out with more administrative stuff. We need activity leaders. So we need to have people who are willing to lead a hike or take people out and go play soccer or basketball or whatever other types of activities that we choose. Or, you know, if you have an activity that you really love and come and volunteer with us and you get to do something you love and share it with other people, which is, it's always a fun experience to be able to share something you enjoy with other people. So we're looking for to expand in those areas. And then we also need people who aren't afraid to go out in front of a group of people and talk about the benefits of physical activity. So that's always it's probably easier for me to find activity leaders than people who get in front of a crowd of 25 people and talk about
That's a small crowd, 25 people.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. You know.
Yeah.
When I was working, I used to give presentations and you couldn't put anybody. They were standing in the back. There was so many, you know. And I would be petrified. And this fellow told me one time, he said, when you go out, he says, you know, it's good if you look at the people. He says, but you don't want to really look at them yet.
Right.
He says, you see the exit signs in the back? He says, look at that when you're talking. And just keep moving back and forth. He says, they think they're looking at them because you're on a stage looking down. So he says, you look at the exit signs, they think they're looking at you. Or you're looking at them, actually, and you're not. You're looking over them. So he says, because, you know, sometimes you look at somebody and you go, you know. He says, so it's always better to look at the exit signs. So now I've done it so much I can look at people and talk, you know.
Right.
But then it was like I did that for a couple of years, you know. Now, when you started off, when you and your partners started the organization, you started off with two goals, from what I understand, correct?
Right.
What were those two goals?
So really it was to educate people about physical activity and the mental health benefits of physical activity, and then to provide opportunity to be participating in physical activity. So those were the real key areas we're looking at, is just trying to figure out how can we get people to know that, you know, that this mm-hmm. stuff helps, and then how do we give them a chance to do it and do it safely around peers that are in similar situations as them, and, you know, really kind of expand that. And beyond that, we're also looking at, you know, talking more with mental health practitioners and figuring out how we could really formalize the interaction between physical activity and talk therapy and other types of therapies that are already commonly used with people who have anxiety, depressions, and related disorders. So, but we're really focusing on those areas because we feel we can get the biggest impact in our early years, and then the other areas we're looking to expand that on.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Tracy. No, go ahead.
You know, have you thought about getting corporate sponsors too? I'm wondering if Nike or some of those other big ones.
If Nike's listening, we're absolutely interested in them sponsoring us. but yes, we do have sponsorship opportunities. If any businesses are interested in sponsoring us, we have organizational sponsorships. We have a gala that we do each October, and there's sponsorships there. That you could find on our website or go to www.theadi.org/sponsor. So that's very easy, sponsor, and you can look those up. But we definitely have are looking for help from businesses who are looking to support our mission and help us out. We need it. So as a small organization, you really have more of an impact than, you know,
right,
donating to a large organization. It really makes a much bigger difference for us to get, you know, $1,000 check than, say, the American Cancer. Not that there's anything wrong with the American Cancer. It's all a great cause, but right, we just have it's the scale.
Mm-hmm. Sure. A thought just came to my head. Is that what you said? Yeah, well, I don't think too often. But have you ever thought of going and approaching, like, the Getting Together centers? In Hunterdon County, it's called the Getting Together Center, which is a peer-run organization sponsored by the hospital, right, but it's peer-run, and they do cooking. They cook their meals some there. They play a pool table. They have different activities they do, because I know NAMI sponsors some of the things they do.
Right.
And they have them in every county in the state.
Right. Right.
So I was just curious if you had ever reached out to them, because that would be something to look at too, because that's people there that, you know, you could maybe get to exercise and come out.
And also, like, the DBSA, Depression, right, Bipolar Support, they
right
have weekly meetings in a lot of right counties, I think.
Yeah, we're very eager to partner wherever people are willing. We've reached out. We've drawn some connections to some organizations. We don't have many formal partnerships yet, but we're very eager to do so. And we want to help in our way and integrate with organizations that already have their footprint here. Jersey, and that's a huge, that would be great for us, and I think we can contribute a lot too. Mm-hmm.
And you know, like I said, there's one in every county in the state,
right,
so they're not all called Getting Together Center or Drop-In right Center or whatever.
Right.
Some of them are called a lot of other things, but they're all, you know, they all have the same purpose,
right,
and it's all peer run, mm-hmm, and it's all the same, and it's, you know, I think it would be great,
yeah,
you know. Because I know that one of the people at NAMI is putting on what she calls a hope walk from the Getting Together Center in Flemington.
Right.
And they're going to up and walk up Main Street in Flemington and, you know, such. So it's just something that, you know,
right,
I just throw it out there,
right,
you know.
Right. And other partnerships, in addition to other mental health organizations around the area, is bike groups, running groups, There might be other associations that we're very eager to work with to potentially help them share what they do. They're trying to share their activity or their type of activity. So, you know, we have a lot of areas where we can definitely partner and reach out and work together better.
What are some of barriers, if you want to call them that, to getting someone to do exercising and such?
Yeah, they're barriers that we all have.
Exactly. You know? And you don't have to have a mental health issue to have it, you know.
It's you know, a lot of times it's
oh, time. I just don't feel like going to the gym today.
It's motivation. Oh, yeah. It's time. It's energy. It's fear of injuring yourself. And then, you know, lack of resources. You know, we try to solve the lack of resources bit with us because we provide all of our activities for free. You don't come and you pay. You know, if there's third-party costs, if we were going to a facility, you know, there may be a small cost associated, but we don't charge for going on a hike or going for a walk. But, you know, there are lots of other free choice opportunities to be physically active, and it doesn't have to be a gym membership.
No,
a gym membership is great, but, you know, you can go for a walk in the park.
Sure.
You can go to your local basketball court and throw a couple few hoops or go play tennis. I'm horrible in tennis, but I judge my tennis based on how many times I hit the tennis ball out of the court. If it's not too many, then that's pretty good. So, you know, but I love it. I have a great time doing it.
My wife tried to teach me, and I hit it over the fence all the time. And she says, "You're not playing baseball." You know? But so she quit after a while. Yeah, she said, I can't teach you. Absolutely. You're not going
to
learn.
You have to be playing with someone who's patient if you're going to be like that. Yeah. So, you know, just go and you have fun. But the time thing is, you know, trying to figure out how to schedule it, working out or being physically active in your day. And it could be not doing, you know, going for a walk in the park. It could be parking all the way across the parking lot and walking to the store instead, throwing little bits of physical activity into your day instead of carving out this time that you have to exercise. So, you know, there are lots of barriers, but there's always a way to get around it if you try and you're willing.
I think you have to be somewhat willing to, you know, I mean, to start.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, you know, if you're not, it's, you know, you've just batting your head against the wall, you know.
Right.
What is a successful way to start an exercise routine?
Slowly. Slowly. That's the way to do it. You know, you really want to kind of do it. You know, you don't want to make it overly burdensome for yourself. And, you know, if you sit there and you spend 3 weeks thinking about exercise, you're not really doing anything. You know, but you want to prepare. You want to say, okay, this is what I'm my goal is. And what's great about, you know, exercise for mental health is it's immediate. You feel that flood of chemicals hit your body immediately and you immediately feel better to some degree. If you're trying to get exercise to, you know, get ready for the summer swimsuit, you know, season or to get in shape, those things, those benefits are long-term goals that you have to work towards.
Right.
You know, with mental health, it really hits you right away. So, but you want to kind of plan it out and say, okay, this is what my goal is. This is how I'm going to get there. Write it down. Be balanced, try to do different things, especially if you don't have interests that you already have. You know, I like X, Y, and Z. You try different things. You try to work out your legs some days, maybe, you know, work out other parts of your body, go swimming another, or go for a hike. Mix it up because it's supposed to be your recreation time too and enjoyable. But you always want to start slow too. You don't want to, you know, if you're not ready for a 3-4 hour hike in the woods, don't go on a 3-hour, 4-hour hike in the woods. You want to, you know, go for some shorter walks and then build yourself up to get to a point where you can be safe. You want to be safe because you injure yourself, you're back to square one, and then you have to start all over again. So,
and it'll be harder to start all over again, So, you have anything, Tracy?
No, I just memories of going on a hike at Merrill Creek. I don't know if you know where that is. And I walk every day. I'm in pretty good shape. But within the first 5 minutes, I was ready to turn around. It was practically vertical, straight vertical, right at the beginning.
Yeah.
So you have to pick the right location, or you're just...
Absolutely.
Yeah, my wife doesn't want to go to the gym. She walks, so we live in the country.
Right.
So her walk around the block is 3 miles.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Because, so I say, knock yourself out. I'd go with you, but it's up and down and up and down. And with my knees, I can't do that.
I do have another question. Now, let's say somebody wanted to come to one of your walks, and they're a little bit out of town or whatever. Do you take reservations, or just whoever shows up is it?
Generally, we yes. If you show up, we'll absolutely take you in. Unless you're a bus of 35 mm-hmm. people, then we may have to turn you down. But we like for people to sign up. We actually have a community activity group is hosted through meetup.com, which is a great meetup is a great way to, you know, even if it's not us, there's lots of different activity groups, and that's general activities. It could be physical activities, it could be non-physical activities, but we host a group there. Which you could find all on our website as well.
Right. Okay.
And you know, you just go in and you say, I'm going to join. And then if you can't make it, you just change your RSVP.
Right.
And, you know, but yeah, we do ask to have an mm-hmm. idea so we know how many people to have there.
Yeah.
Right.
Whether to wait 5 minutes or
something. Right,
right. Yeah. Okay.
When you, do you help people develop a fitness plan for them?
No, we're not, we don't have paid personal trainers or any personal trainers on our staff or volunteers. Mm-hmm. So we're not qualified to create a plan, a workout plan or anything like that at this point. That's something that we have explored though. But we do, we're really just providing, you know, people to do
self-development. Are you providing information for them then?
We certainly do provide some information about,
you know, like keep it simple.
Right.
Yes. Write it down, that sort of thing.
Right.
Consider your goals.
Right.
You know, I can strongly recommend starting out keeping your goals lower.
Yes.
And then as you go, you can increase it.
Right.
You know, I was happy to ride 2 miles on a stationary bike at the gym when I started, you know.
Right.
And now my goal is 12.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I'll get there. It'll take some more time, but I'm up to 9, so that's okay. You know.
Right.
But it's, and like you said, the where I go, it's free. The trainers are free. They don't charge you for anything, and they worked out a program for me because I can't do my knees. You know, I guess
right.
So my legs can't, you know, do a lot of some of the machines that are there. But like if they come one day, you do this set.
Right.
You know. You start off with the bike and then you do this.
Right.
Come the next day, start off with the bike and you do these.
Right.
You know, so it's not the same mm-hmm. thing. You know, you're not doing the same thing all the time.
Right.
And that has worked out great, actually.
That's
you know,
wonderful.
So I suggest to people if they're doing it every day, mm-hmm. you know, unless it's walking. I mean, yeah, you can walk every day. It doesn't
right.
matter, you know. But if you're going to like a regular gymnasium or something, you know, alter it, you know,
yes.
don't do
yes.
the same thing all the
spread
time.
Spread it out.
Right.
You need recovery time.
Exactly, exactly. Now, your volunteers, they, like you said before, they, if you're going to have a walk, they'll help the people walking and stuff like that, they're, you know.
Yeah, so essentially they're, you know, we're there to help facilitate the walk or
okay.
the hike and just make sure people don't get lost.
Yeah.
Everyone's
then you have
safe.
To use your rescue thing.
So it is you know, they're there just to facilitate the hike. We don't you know, we're it's very light. We don't it's not meant to be a support group. It's not meant to be
right,
anything more
right.
than just a opportunity to be physically active.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah.
And you know, it helps their mind.
Yeah.
It really does. You know.
Let's talk for a second. You mentioned something about starting a yoga group. Have you? Where does that stand right now?
So probably in May. I'm hoping that we're trying to coordinate schedules and mm-hmm. And then our location availability. But we're hoping in May to start up a yoga free yoga classes. You know, that will be available to our participants and to go in and try yoga. And I think that's going to be a huge hit. I know lots of people, you know, it's great exercise, it's meditation, it's everything. It's really the kind of culmination of all the things we're looking to do. Expecting to start off with once a month, maybe twice a month, and then as popularity grows, increase the frequency, and then if we can, expand it out. So I'm trying to pull together a network of yoga instructors, and the more people I have, the more capability mm-hmm. we'll have, and we could start really spreading it out. But
this would primarily be indoors at a facility, or are you thinking about doing it outdoors? Because there are people who have all kinds of interesting places.
There is
parks
yoga.
And mm-hmm. even up at the Hunterdon Art Center out on the sidewalk, big patio there. They do it.
As the summer comes and it's mm-hmm. nicer, and that's definitely an option.
And the winter time, you have to move it inside.
Definitely. Maybe there may be some hardcore people though willing to do yoga out in the snow.
Three of them outside and the rest inside. You know. Right. You had mentioned before you have some educational sessions that are coming up. You want to speak to them again?
Sure. Yeah. So this week we have in Union County, and you'd have to reach out through the Mental Health Association in New Jersey for Union County. They're having they're hosting our workshop, and we'll talk about some of the stuff we talked about today, but just discussing all the benefits of physical activity, all of the, and then how to amp up a routine or a physical activity routine safely and some of the resources that are out there. And then we'll do a similar workshop at the Coalition for Mental Health Consumer Resources, Coalition for Mental Health Consumer Organization Conference next Saturday.
Or is that
down in Long Branch, New Jersey. So we'll be there as well doing a workshop. It's a good conference. We were there last year as well. It's a great experience if people haven't gone to that. And then we'll also be joining NAMI. We'll have a table down there at the NAMI's Walk in May.
May.
In Seaside Park. So we'll be walking because that's, really fits in with what we do.
Sure.
And then we'll have an information table where we'll be sharing information about how to be physically active safely. So,
You have a mini gala fundraiser in October.
We do.
You want to speak to that?
Sure, we would love to. We have on October 20th up in Totowa, New Jersey, we have a gala scheduled. Last year we had, it was our first gala. And we jumped into it. We were like, we're just tired of raising money the old-fashioned way of begging for it, and so we really wanted to give back to our supporters and really kind of help share more about what we're doing and really kind of showcase what we're doing. So, but it turned into a great evening. It was a lot of work. So I don't know if you've ever, it's just an incredible amount of work, but it was so worth it. It was, a lot of great people came out. We raised a good amount of money for the organization and we had about 60 people last year. We're hoping for closer to 100 this year. We don't know who our speaker is just yet, but we're working on, kind of pull all the information together. But it's a great time, and it's only, I think we haven't finalized our ticket price, but it's only $75. You can't get to a gala for $75. So you can find that also on our website, or you can go to www.theadi.org/gala17. Yeah, that makes sense. Gala 17.
Okay.
We don't have our tick. We're not selling tickets just yet, but you can get more information there.
I know I read on your website, the past two summers you had these special events. Mm. And in 2015, it was Sweating for a Start.
Right.
And that was an 82-mile bike ride.
Right.
I can't imagine riding a bike for 82 miles.
That's Yeah. It's sweating.
Yeah. Want to talk to that a little bit?
So that was every year we try, our founding trustees and other trustees also come, but our founding trustees try to do something. It's to show our commitment to the cause. It's kind of like stupid human tricks, you know.
Yeah.
I always find that people like it when I put myself in, torture myself with some sort of, you know,
right
thing.
Yep.
our first year that we existed. We decided to do the Sweating for a Start, and we decided to go for a long bike ride. It was based on how much people donated, and it ended up being 82 miles. Now, for an avid biker, 82 miles is nothing. But for us, 82 miles was not nothing. Even one of our trustees, he only got the bike the day before we, like, he's ridden a bike but he didn't have a road bike of his own. It was amazing fun time. We had a blast. Well, not the whole time. There were some painful times too, but it was a great experience. How long did it take you to do it? It took a solid, we left probably around 8 o'clock, and we got to our destination, which was right north of we went up bike route 9, I think it was, I can't remember where. Anyway, so we had 82 miles north of the George Washington Bridge. We ended up finishing, and it was probably around 11 o'clock at night. And we didn't take that many breaks. It was just constant pedaling. And it was a hot day. We hit Bear Mountain in New York State.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it was probably about 94 degrees. Just pedaling up that hill. So, and then last year we had the challenge of doing walk across New Jersey. We started at the George Washington Bridge again, and we headed west across New Jersey, and we only got 44 miles in 48 hours, but we're still proud of ourselves for doing that. We didn't do the full 77, but we tried. We really, really tried. And
that's, you know, like, you know, 22 miles a day.
It was tough. So we had blisters with blisters. But it was a good time again, you know.
So you're shooting for 77 miles. When are you going to do this again?
We'll probably do it this summer. We haven't figured out what we're doing just yet. You know, we've done bike riding. We've done walking. So I don't know if we're going to swim the Hudson or I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we'll.
I know a bike ride that happens every year for the past couple of years. It's usually in September, October. You can do 40. You can do 40 miles, 60, or 100. And they had like 2,500 riders last year. You could form your own team. And it's a fundraiser for other organizations. And so if you're interested, I can tell you more about that.
That'd be great.
You might want to do a team there.
That'd be great.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah.
If someone wanted to donate, like an individual,
right,
how would they do that?
So you could go to our website. There's a big yellow button on the top of our website that you could click on, and you could donate right there with your credit card. We really appreciate every donation that comes through the door. I send a letter or an email out to each person, and it's very personal for us because we're, again, such a small organization. You could go to our website. You could also mail us a check made out to the ADI or the Anxiety and Depression Initiative, and you could mail that to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 126. Little Falls, New Jersey, and that's 07424. We need all the help we can get. Or come to the gala, or if you're interested in helping out, we are in need of volunteers and people who really want to see this mission get legs and go.
Right. You also have a newsletter, right?
We do. So you can go on our website as well, and you can sign up for our newsletter. We promise we won't spam you every day. We send out a monthly newsletter, and then maybe a couple other emails here and there during the week. But you could go right on our website and do that, or do www.theadi.org/news. But just go to the website. That's the easiest way to do it.
Going back a step here. You got a question, Tracy? Go ahead.
My question just was, are you promoting more individuals exercising on their own or group activities or both?
I think both. Okay. I think our goal is we're promoting group activities because I think at times group activities are easier. It's easier to get motivated and or right. draw motivation from others. But I think the hope is that once you become more active in a group, mm-hmm. then maybe you'll be more active individually. And it varies. Some people don't want to be active with a group of people. I think some people may see a group of 20 people and be like, I don't want to do that, you know? Yeah. So we're, you know, but fortunately our groups don't often get that big. Okay. They stay fairly small, which mm-hmm. is good.
The, like I said, going back a minute here, you hold walks, you said weekly, one in West Orange and one in Cedar Grove.
Right.
Where in West Orange and Cedar Grove, if somebody wanted to go with, then just go down there and...
Right. So if they get our...
When
they
do they start?
Up, you know, if they go onto our webpage and get signed up for our group, they would get the exact address and they'd be able to find it. But
okay.
But the West Orange one is at the South Mountain Reservation. There's the waterfront there, mm-hmm. and that has... We typically meet. There's a little gazebo down there, and we typically meet on Thursdays every other week, and they will walk around the lake. So it's a
okay.
loop. It's a 1.2-mile loop, I think, or something like that. And we just kind of go around a few times, depending on how many people.
Is that early in the morning or
In the evening? So,
at night,
yeah.
So people can work all day.
Right. So it'd be something you can do after work if you're not too far from that area. And then the Cedar Grove is in this Essex County Park in Cedar Grove. It's right on Fairview Avenue.
Okay.
It's where there used to be an old sanitarium there, and then there was a facility there for a number of years, and they changed that all to a park, which is very beautiful. So we do that on the other Tuesdays, the other weeks, you know, Tuesdays.
Right.
So,
okay.
We do throw in other ones here and there, but we try to keep those steady so people can predict them each week.
Right. Now, you had mentioned you're thinking about indoor rock climbing.
Yeah.
Where would you need a building or something to do that if it's going to be indoor, right?
Right. So. There are a couple indoor rock climbing gyms in the area. We haven't decided which one we're going to. We got to work out the details on that, but it'll be a very safe environment. We'll hire belayers and there might be some costs to that. That one won't be free because we'd be going through another facility. But it'll be a great time. I'm sure it'll be a huge draw because everyone loves to try rock climbing. Not everyone. I've taught a number of people. You know, or I've introduced people to it because it's something I love doing. And I've had one person tell me they truly hate it. I have a number of people who said they loved it, but they will never, ever do it again. But there was one person who said, no, I didn't like that at all. So.
It's funny because the Chamber of Commerce here has a community day coming up on June 3rd, I think it is. And they had, last couple of years, rock climbing. You know, they put up a wall and, you know, everything. And, of course, they had all the rescue squad guys there, too, showing off their equipment. So if anybody fell, they were there, you know. But I don't think it was the same for the same reason. But, you know, I was just saying, you know. But it was kind of interesting, you know, to see people and kids mainly try to do it, teenagers.
It's a lot of fun.
When you do the rock climbing, do you have a harness around your waist generally?
Yes.
So it goes over the top so that's how you're not ever really going to fall.
Yes, it's very safe. I mean, we're getting a little off
message
here, but rock climbing is so much safer than people think it is. You should always do it with a properly trained person.
Oh, yeah, your proper equipment.
Right, proper equipment, but if you do it right, it's a lot safer.
And you had mentioned before about, you want partners and so on and so forth, and I think it'd be great, you know, to get partners to expand what you're doing, because I think what you're doing is very well. You know, it's a very noble cause, for lack of better words.
I think you need a celebrity runner or somebody. Are you looking in that area?
So
when are you going to run? You're a celebrity.
I'm a non-celebrity walker. Sorry.
But... No, it's no. Like I said, I think what you're doing is awesome, and you know, it's so much needed. You know, people have a mental health problem, and a lot of times, you know, well, I would say a lot of times, sometimes it's why me, you know, and then they hibernate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. So easy to do. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
So easy to do, especially in winter.
You know, and so, you know, it's very, I think what you're doing is awesome. Yeah. And
it's a simple fix, too. That's what's great about it.
Right.
It's simple. It has no interactions with other types of treatment. It's not going to mix badly with your meds if you're taking medications.
Right.
If your talk therapy is great, you can do it in conjunction with it. There's really nothing you have to worry about.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you do have to be careful if you have medical issues.
Oh, absolutely.
You go to your doctor.
Absolutely.
Stop exercising. You know, it's important also to talk about when to stop. We talked about how to get started, but you know, if you have chest pain, shortness of breath, dizzy or confusion, mm-hmm. If you have a severe pain in a muscle or a joint, it's always, you always feel sore after exercise.
Right.
You know, well, maybe not always, but
I do.
But some of us always do. But if you feel pain during an exercise, it's usually not a sign. You know, not a sign that something horrible is going on.
Right.
But you
should stop.
Stop and go see a doctor.
Right.
And
you should actually, don't you think they should, if you're going to start an exercise program, regardless of what it is,
right,
and you're going to do it every day or every other day or 3-4 times a week, shouldn't you get medical clearance first?
Yes.
You know, like see your, family practitioner and, just say, hey, I'm going to start, either walking, a mile or two or three a day or whatever. Just tell me I'm okay to do that or
absolutely,
whatever. And I think that would be great too, and that way they're, getting through with it and they can start without worrying about,
right,
right. Because, like you said, medicine they're taking and so on and so forth.
Right.
So, Matt, I can't thank you enough for coming.
Well, I thank you guys for letting me come and talk about this.
I think what you're doing is awesome. And I really think that, keep it up. And if NAMI Hunterton can help you with anything, you have my number.
Absolutely.
And you have my card and stuff. And so please don't hesitate, and we have to have you come back again.
That'd be great. I'd love it. I love it.
Definitely. And I mean that.
I do too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's great.
You've been listening to Mental Health Matters, folks. We won't be here next week. Tracy and I are both going to be away, and so you'll have to listen to a rewind, but that's okay. But we'll be back May 1st, is it? Yeah, May 1st. What do you give me this brew for? It's May 1st.
Okay.
We'll definitely be back May 1st. So remember, folks, if you need to reach out to Matt, he gave you the website and everything. So don't hesitate. You can go on the website and look up and see all this good stuff he has on there, because I did. And remember, we'll see you in 2 weeks, and mental health does matter, folks. Take care.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.